Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I am convinced that my political incorrectness is due to years of civics classes taught by high school football coaches.
Me too.
Don't you think that's...
I'll go along with that.
Don't you think that's right?
It's not my fault.
It sounds right to me.
Yeah, let's blame somebody else.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right. You know, I figured it was time maybe for some Ole and Lena jokes.
Oh, well, sure. Why not?
Why not? Yeah. So Sven and Ole grabbed their poles and headed out to do some fishing.
Mm-hmm.
As they were augering a hole in the ice, they heard a voice, loud voice from above say, "There are no fish under there." Ole and Sven picked up and moved 25 feet. Started to make another hole. The voice came a little stronger. "There are no fish under the ice."
"What the?"
They both looked around. Ole looks up and says, "God, is that you?" And the voice spoke back, says, "No, you idiots, it's the ice rink attendant."
"Quit drilling holes in my ice."
No fish.
Yep. Ole, he was in trouble.
Oh, no. With Lena?
Yeah, forgot his wedding anniversary.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Well, Lena, being very angry, she told him, says, "Tomorrow morning, I better expect a kind of a gift in the driveway that goes from 0 to 200 pretty darn fast." Next morning, Ole got up early, left for work. When Lena woke up, she looked out the window, and sure enough, there was a gift-wrapped box in the middle of the driveway. Confused, Lena put on her robe and went out to the driveway, brought the box into the house. She opened it and found a brand-new bathroom scale.
Hey, Ole's still in trouble.
Ole has been missing since Friday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Ole called the airline information desk and inquired, "How long does it take to fly from Minneapolis to Fargo?" "Just a minute," said the busy clerk.
"Oh.
Well," Ole says, "if that's it goes that fast, then I'll just take the bus."
No kidding.
Heck with flying it, right?
That is flying.
Yeah. Ole says to Sven, "I found this pen. Is it yours?" Sven says, "I don't know. Give it here." Then he tries it, and he says, "Yes, it is." And Ole says, "Well, how do you know it's yours?" Sven says, "Well, that's my handwriting."
Okay.
So,
of course, that's my pen.
Yeah, that's my pen.
That's my handwriting.
Right. Right, okay. Ole, Sven, and Lars. Mm-hmm. They died in a tragic Ludfisk accident.
Oh, Ludfisk.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
Ludfisk,
no.
Yeah. And they were met by St. Peter at the Stairway to Heaven, and he says, "There are 3,000 steps to heaven. It's very serious up there. I'll tell you a joke on every 1,000th step. If you laugh, you go to hell."
Oh, okay.
So they start walking, and on the 1,000th step, St. Peter tells a joke. Lars laughed out loud.
Oh, Lars
goes straight
gone.
To laugh. Goes straight to hell. So.
Yeah.
Ole and Sven, they look at each other very nervously.
Oh,
on
no.
They go to the 2,000th step. St. Peter tells another joke. There you go. Lars, he just laughs and goes straight to hell.
Oh, no.
On the 3,000th step,
no,
St.
No.
Peter tells the best joke ever. Yeah, and he doesn't get it. Doesn't get it, so he lets him into heaven suddenly. Sven bursts out into laughter, and St. Peter says, "What are you laughing about?" "Oh, that first one was a good one." Yeah.
Yeah, and it pays to be a little slow.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Sven and Ole. Sven says to Ole, "Go out there in front of my car and tell me if this turn signal is working."
Mm-hmm.
And so Ole says, "Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Intermittent. Got a great show coming
up. Oh, I certainly
Cora
hope so.
Rose Woods riding along with us. Yay. We have Yvonne Hollenbeck, Sons of the San Joaquin, Chris Ledoux, Trinity Seeley. Let's start with Eli Barcy. Big hat, no cattle. Big hat.
Big hat.
No cattle.
Where's the cows?
Yeah, none.
No cows.
That's right. There's a reason we started off with that.
That's right.
That's right. Welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Sure glad you're riding along with us. And?
All hat.
No horse.
No horse.
Yeah. Big hat. No cattle.
Yeah, that's right.
Same deal.
And what that means is just because he looks like a cowboy.
Right.
Does not make him a cowboy.
That's right. Does it walk like a duck?
Yes.
Does it quack like a duck?
Yes.
Is it a duck?
Not always.
Not always.
Not always.
Look
a little closer.
Not always a little duck. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was at a gathering here a couple of weeks ago, and a friend of mine came up to me and says, "Is there a new fad I'm not aware of?" And I said, "What do you talking about?" And he says, I have seen more people here with their cowboy hats on backwards than I ever have in my life. He says, is there a new fad?
That is a new fad.
Is that the way you're supposed to wear it?
just a new cowboy. Okay, a new person.
A new hat.
A new hat. There you go.
We have a brand new hat.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, there's a brand new hat in the crowd. Yeah,
let's make sure where the tag is before we put it on.
So yeah, and if you don't know, there's usually a little tag or a little bow.
A bow, yeah.
Or where the sweatband is sewn.
Yes.
All right, look for those things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Those things go to the back.
Right.
Okay, all right.
And also, you know, somebody said,
yeah,
and I can't think of the term now.
That's all right.
If somebody's copying you, that's the sincerest form of
greatest form of flattery.
Flattery, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Not so much.
You know, Margot used to say that plagiarism is the most aggravating form of flattery.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, true story.
You know, back in the 70s and 80s when we grew up, you know, if somebody had a cowboy hat on, they were a truck driver.
Hey, right. Well, that's the old joke. You know why cowboys wear tennis shoes.
Right.
Yeah, so they're not mistaken for truck drivers.
Truck drivers, exactly. And if you had a baseball cap on, you were a team roper. So anyhow...
yeah. There you go. There's a lot of different. We're gonna try to do this without hurting anyone's feelings, right?
Oh, really?
Dave Stamey has a great quote, and I'll tell you about it here in the next segment.
All right.
But right now we need to ditch out to a commercial.
Really?
Yeah. But the good news is, when we come back, Trinity Seeley is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day, and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine, and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.